Welcome back to the Electrify Expo podcast, brought to you by the creators of the Electrify Expo.
All right, welcome back to the Electrify Expo podcast. It's been going well today. Lots of people still pouring in, but we're here today to sit down with another interview, and we're here with James Bell from Kia.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. So kind of want to start things off with talking about, well, I guess, Joe, you've got some questions on your mind that you wanted to kind of pose.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we want to talk about, obviously, with Kia, there's the Niro and other things like that, but there's the 800-pound gorilla in the room, which is the EV6.
Yes, the 600-pound gorilla.
The 600-pound gorilla, right. I mean, it just looks incredible, and obviously this is a new kind of design direction for Kia. Yep. What does this car mean for the brand, you think?
It's kind of our first, I guess you could say, personification of what our designers are calling opposites united. And if you spend some time with the EV6, especially the matte finished one that's here now, it's this fascinating kind of combination of hard edges, very technical, very mechanical looking, with some other curves that just beg to be kind of drag your finger across it in a soft way. It's just this opposites united, this tension that comes from that.
Yep.
The EV6 is the, like I say, the first kind of imagery of that, which is going to really then direct the rest of the Kia lineup going forward.
Yeah, now, I mean, when I look at the car, and you know, I like old rally cars and race cars.
Sure.
I look at the car, I see a little bit of Lancia Stratos here.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Some other
yeah.
stuff. You know, you look at some of these other brands that are not here, we won't mention them, but they have some legacy cars that they're trying to squeeze into that crossover mold.
I don't know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, you know, but I think it's a little bit more successful with you guys, and I think, you know, to some extent that might have something to do with the fact that you're allowed, because you don't have that
yeah.
deep history that some of these other brands have. You kind of have a blank slate to come to.
Okay, so somewhat of a personal story, not too good, don't get excited, but it's when I interviewed...
These are edited.
Yeah, go, oh, damn.
Well, we're live now, right?
Oh, don't tell me that. So when I actually was interviewing for the job that I have now with Kia, I met with the president, and he said, why do you want this job? And I worked at General Motors at that time, and it, you know, when you work at GM, you know exactly what GM is. And that's got its blessings and its curses. So he said, why do you want to work here? And I said, to me, as a student and enthusiast of this industry, Kia is a brand that is, people know something's going on there. They know there's something good going on, but they're not quite sure what it is yet. There's kind of like a fog. It's like, what's going on at Kia? It's different now. What is that? I don't know. That, to me, as just, somebody who loves this business, that's a delicious time to join, because you get a chance to kind of really navigate that and clear the fog where you want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So long way of saying, when we start getting into electrification, as we are, we can go fresh, because people are still learning what we are. And it's worked very well the last couple of years.
No, it's just, it's pure opportunity for storytelling, really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's clean. Like you said, clean slate. People, we can help redefine a international brand. You don't get a chance to do that very often.
Yeah. Well, and it kind of brings to mind the coming out party for the EV6, which was the EV6 GT.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Positioning against all those supercars and really making
fun.
A point. I guess kind of, was that part of the mindset, was to really kind of set the stage to say, this isn't just about, you know, reimagining our brand. Also, these vehicles that are coming are going to set the stage for something different.
Yeah, it's kind of shocked the system, the industrial and consumer system a little bit, to say, what your perception, your built-in kind of conception of what this brand is, toss it. Start over.
Yeah.
You may not like where we're going, but we're going to do something that you're not expecting. And so that was the premise of the drag race. You know, I'll tell you also, this EGMP platform that the vehicles are built on are also 800-volt charging capable for fast charging, ultra-fast charging. And we want to do, at some point, a different kind of drag race where we take on some really fast cars, beat them repeatedly, and then, okay, everybody, empty batteries, charge now. And so you can get back on the road and start winning races again the fastest. I have a sneaking suspicion that will be us, because we want to do it.
Yeah, well, setting yourself up for success there.
I think I might have just done that, yeah.
Well, but that, like that also, that kind of speaks to what is that future of the Kia brand in that sense with regard to, is performance then tied to electric? Is that where you see the brand going?
Okay, so we have a vehicle called the Stinger, which has been out since 2018 now. Really shocked the industry. I mean, you know, Motor Trend, all the big magazines were like, what the heck? This is a vehicle that, I mean, why are you buying an Audi? Why are you buying the base model Porsche Panamera? This thing beats it. for a fraction of the price and has a better warranty. So, okay, it doesn't have the badge on it, and if you're shopping for that, okay, fine. But that car kind of knocked everybody sideways and said, they can build a proper machine. The gentleman who taught our company how to make a car handle so well and be so athletic is a guy by the name of Albert Bierman. He was the chief engineer at BMW's M division for many years, joined Kia in about 2016, 15, something like that. His fingerprints are all over this EGMP platform. He and I talked about it years ago. He said, wait till we go electric. You like the Stinger? Wait till we go electric. So I do think we're going to be not doing electric appliances, so to speak. We're going to do cars that are going to give you that electric life, which we all know sitting here at the Electrify Expo is a great life. You leave the house with a full tank of gas every day kind of thing. But we're going to do it in a way that's not just to get you to point A to point B, but you're going to have a good time getting there.
Yeah, you're creating a new soul for the brand in this way.
Yeah, ooh, soul, nicely played there.
I'm sorry, I had to just do that.
We're geeking out car people.
Yeah. Well, you know, but I think a lot of that speaks to, you know, we are car people, right?
That's like, right.
We are talking about the Kia drag race. A lot of these people may not have seen that. They're not industry people. They don't know
go
that
to
the
YouTube.
Kia EV6. Yeah, go to YouTube. Watch this thing drag race a Lamborghini. Watch this Kia drag race a McLaren, an AMG. And for the most part, win.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we understand that as car guys, and we understand horsepower and torque, things like that. You're starting to speak a little bit of different language. You're starting to talk about, I think you said 800 watts, and there's some other things
like charging,
that.
Volt charging, yeah.
How are you, and I'll let Matt kind of ask this question, but, you know, how are you educating not only the consumers but the product people here to speak in those terms in a way that the average car guy understands?
It's a fantastic question. You've obviously been sitting in some meetings at Kia lately because we're having those conversations.
We have notes.
You're right. People are not coming. They're coming in and they still want to know how, you know, does it feel fast? Does it feel fun? Can I charge at home? There's still, I mean, people don't understand hybrids yet. And now we're jumping past hybrid all the way.
Right, that's it. We're 20 years into hybrids.
Exactly.
And people don't understand them yet.
I had a 2004 Prius when they first became a thing, especially here in Southern California, because you get you in the carpool lane. And I can't imagine how many people talked to me and said, you know, what does this do? And that's after years. Now here we are, to your point, 20 years later, and still not a full ownership. So I think we don't know the answer to that question. I think the market's going to guide us, but a great crowd like at the expo today shows you that people are figuring it out, and they're going to know what they want to know, and then we just need to make sure that the spectrum of information is available.
Right. Don't overwhelm them. Give them what they want, right?
That's right. I mean, so for some, it's going to be, can I super fast charge? You know, I need 80% charge in 18 minutes. So, okay, there you go. You can have that. But for others, it's like, look, do I have to, you know, change the oil?
Right, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, they come in with assumptions, right? I mean, we're reimagining what the car has been. And in a big, big way, hybrids were kind of that leapfrog step, you know,
yes.
That were lily pad we jumped to.
That's right.
And this is now a reimagining, but it's still a car. I think that's part of it too. Electrify Expo is exposing people to the fact that these are still great cars.
Yes.
You don't have to unthink what you've known.
Yeah. No. It's but when people do it and commit to it, they realize it is better.
Yeah, it is better. And I think, you know, there is a conception out there among certain people that are a little bit resistant to it that it's, you know, it's an economy car. It's going to give you that economy car feel. Yeah. And these are premium products.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
this is your best car.
Case of EV6, we're overbuilding that thing as far as technology, safety equipment, sound system. The proverbial bells and whistles are all over that thing because we know we have to come big. And it's an investment time, and it's a rewiring of the business. I like to say that, you know, here we are in back end of 2021. 20 years from now, when history books are written about this time, this will be a page. This is a time that is a moment that will be an inflection point. And so it's fun to be, you know, especially a brand like Kia that's going just head first right into it.
Well, and to that, too, you think about what the other products are that are coming. We're not going to hold you to a commitment here, but you guys have other popular platforms,
yes.
And there's vehicles like the Telluride.
Ah, or we call it the Celluride, because
right.
It's sold out.
Yeah, and that's what people hear about.
Very
and so
nice.
People want that type of puns, they're coming.
Oh, yes.
But people think about that, and they'd say, well, I want that vehicle, but all these great things we're talking about that the EV6 provides because it's electric.
Yeah.
Is that in the cards, so to speak, for Kia, for something of that type of vehicle to be electrified?
That would be incredibly logical, wouldn't it?
You'd think.
highly logical. I'll just leave that there.
Oh, that's, hey, I will take that as a good answer.
you take it as you want.
So I think reading between the lines, we're not going to be disappointed if that's something that we're excited to see.
It won't take very long for you to see some things that will make you excited.
Wow. Was
that obtuse?
I like that.
That's really good.
Again, here's what I love about working for Kia. When the company decides to do something, it just does it.
They just do it.
Hey, put your head through that brick wall. Okay. I mean, well, maybe that's a bad example. But
what goes on in these meetings?
Well, you want to see the scars on my forehead.
But he's coming from GM, right? So like that's a perfect comment from a GM guy, because like that's the conspiracy theory, right? Like they held back the Fiero so it wouldn't threaten the Corvette, and the Elante couldn't be as good as it could have been.
Oh, Joe's all about rabbit holes.
Oh, that's man, true. I'm digging this. Yeah.
That's true. So, you know, to be somewhere, to come from that,
yes,
and have that restriction of like, I have to now have, you know, handhold 14 other people and make sure that this works in with the larger brand, to be able to just say, this is what we want to do, this is what we think is the right thing, that's got to be incredibly cool.
Liberating.
Yeah.
When word comes from above.
That's a better word.
It's, he looks smart.
He's a smarter guy.
He's a rabbit on the thesaurus.
Well, your shirt's not helping.
It's just
my
glasses. What are you talking about? It's Orange County. I'm an orange.
All right. I heard you with the mayor. I know what's going on. This company, you hear that something's coming, and then you just say, okay, well, I better align my expectations and my workload to be ready for that, because it's coming. There's no stall.
And do you see that as part of what the industry is having to face right now for other brands? It's almost that Steve Jobsian mindset of think different. They have to. Yeah. This is a different way of understanding how to express to consumers how the product works,
yep,
and understanding how to build it and what those expectations are.
Yep.
So, I mean, again, we've all got experience in talking about this for what we've seen in our own careers, but is that something you think is going to threaten other, you know, other brands? They may not transition fast enough.
Well, you know, one of the things that this brand did very well just about the time that I started working here, actually, in 2016, is started to hire some of the global best talent, designers, engineers. Albert Bierman, I mentioned. Luke, I can never say his last name. He was at Bentley for a long time. He's got a really tough European last name. Great guy. Sorry, Luke. I hope you don't hear this. We just go out and poach, you know, the very best folks. When you put them into a situation where it's like, here's the money you need to get it done, here's the time you need to get it done, here's the people to get it done, go do it. That's delicious. And that's where Kia is right now.
That's great.
That's the dream, yeah. So, you know, obviously, thank you for coming on. Thank you for being a part of the show. We're very excited to have you here. We're fans of the car. So, you know, one of the things that we do as a sort of thank you for coming on, the stage is yours. Talk to the people. Tell us what we can do to support what you guys are doing, where you're going to be, and, you know, what's next for you.
Well, we're going to do something interesting on Sunday night, actually. In fact, I was at a little celebration last night in regards to the coming of the Emmy show that's going to be on Sunday night on CBS, I think. And we are going to be launching our brand there. We're redoing the Kia. Not only we have the new Kia logo, which I'm sure you've seen, but now we're just completely clearing it out again and relaunching the brand. And the EV6 is going to be the centerpiece of that. And we're really going to be there to celebrate ingenuity and excitement and energy, which is, you know, at an award show, you're celebrating those that have exhibited it, and you're also hopefully inspiring those that are going to bring it in the future. And that's what we're really kind of focused on going forward here with this EV6 as the vehicle to drive us into that future. So tune in Sunday night. That's all I'm trying to say.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, man. This is awesome.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We got a show? Another one?
I think we're good.
We're doing like 8 today.
I know. We're going to be nothing but just chatting all day.
It's going to be good.
Thanks again, James.
Thank you.
The Electrify Expo is coming to Miami, Florida, October 16th and 17th, and Austin, Texas, November 12th to 14th. Tickets are on sale now at electryfyexpo.com. Hope to see you there.